Blog Talk Radio.
The next song needs no introduction. The other day in rehearsal, Aretha began to sing it. When she got to the part that says, through many dangers. And I looked over at her and saw the tears rolling out of her eyes. Because never did we think, I think 20 years ago, that God would do great things for us. Can I get a witness here tonight?
Oh!
in that vein. That same old grain. They call it God's amazing. Oh, amazing. Amazing
everybody today. Yeah. Well, I'm doing good. And I want everybody to be reminded about this virus, because one of the listeners and one of the guys to help start the show, Brother Wayne, texted me the other night and said he tested positive for it. So keep everyone lifted up. I guess everyone had a blessed Christmas. Glad to be here. I don't know what my co-host said this morning, but give me just a second, y'all. I'm at work trying to do this. I'm going to play this right here right quick, and I'll be right back.
Iowa in Little Rock, Arkansas, with Bishop L.T. Walker. Early one morning, I got a call. I was in Atlanta preaching for Reverend Jasper Williams, and Gloria called me. She said, "Sit down." I said, "I'm going to preach right now. I'm on my way out the door." She said, "Sit down." I sat down, and my wife told me, we were living in New Orleans at the time, four of our members had been killed in a wreck. I got angry with the Lord because I thought they were my best members. I had some others I thought he should have took. Y'all don't like the truth. These were some good members, Brother Sheard. I mean, solid people. I'm not talking about the tithe. I'm just talking about sweet, solid people. No hell-raising things. And I couldn't understand, why would you take those four people at once? I put three people in one group. I was upset with the Lord because I said, "You took my members." And he said, "Clean, they're not yours, they're mine." I said, "Well, why did you take them?" He said, "I took them because they were ready. And I'm giving those others a chance to get right." So I called Twinkie, her and Dr. Clark were over at Bishop Walker's house. I said, "Twinkie, I wrote these words. See what you can do with this. Accept what God allows.
What God allows.
You're better off anyway.
You're better off anyway.
Face the fact. Your trial
is
God knows it. and he sees it. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, that he knows. He knows what's going on. Now, I'm in understanding that the Holy Spirit is here. You know, I'm understanding that knowing that when the Holy Spirit is here, you know, we don't never rehearse nothing. We don't know what is what and what it ain't. You know what I'm talking about? But we do know one thing about it. We're all willing to step in and do something for the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? And the two songs we were doing and the things we were trying to get ready for on this backside, I'm understanding that Brother Darryl supposed to be saying some encouraging us this morning, you know. And we just want to be in prayer with whatever God gives to his heart. If not, we just keep pushing, you know what I'm talking about? Because we really believe in the Holy Spirit. Amen? We really believe in the Holy Spirit. You know, we thank God for the sin. I seen Brother Darryl at church yesterday, too, as well, you know. We thank him for all what he has in store for him and even this trials and tribulation he got to go through. He has to go back to the doctor, too, as well, you know. Keep praying for our brothers. Keep praying for everyone who are trying to do something for the Lord, you know, because we are here trying to do something for the Lord. You know, we ain't anybody here for one thing but just uplift the blood, stain the banner. We thank God always for the things he has in store for the church. He has something in store for the church, and everybody was so happy on Christmas, right? A lot of folks, it's one of the time, but you'll know, probably right now because it's a pandemic, but Christmas is one of the days that you keep the church full. Mother's Day, if the church is dear, before, and Easter be the day the churches be really packed, you know what I'm saying? Because of CME, you know what I'm saying? You know, so, no, I didn't say Father's Day. I said what I see it. Christmas. Mother's Day and Easter, you will always see the house packed. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And now I didn't say Father's Day. I didn't say all the days. I said somebody might get there and understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But we thank God, brother. You are here, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay. Father, we thank you for a beautiful evening on yesterday. We thank you for watching over us while we slept in the image of death. And we want to say thank you. Forgive us of our sins, those known and undone. And as we decrease, Father, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we ask that you would increase, open our ears, open our mind, and open our hearts to what you would have for us this morning concerning your plan. Concerning your plan, God's plan.
Yes.
And we want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, you guys know I'm going to be short, but it's Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. Yeah, I heard this word so much on Friday. So much on Friday. Matthew chapter 4. We'll start at verse 12. But the time is getting short. Time is getting short, my brothers and sisters. And it says, Matthew chapter 4, verse 12. Now, when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is up on the seacoast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. Now, this is actually Zebedee and Naphtali. Naphtali, two of the sons of Israel. But here they call them Zebulun and Naphtali. It says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Esaias, the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. Now, what he's saying there is everybody had been given land. And so everybody is every out of the whole 12 is actually living in their respective plots that have been given to them. But Zebulun and Naphtali are right next to each other, but it's backed up to the borders of the Gentiles. And so that's what I mean by Galilee. They're in their land, but it's of the Gentiles. It says the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. So at this time, Jesus is beginning his ministry. But so many of them had begun to worship idol gods. And Zebulun and Naphtali had begun to mix with the Gentiles. So they had took on a lot of their heathen ways. And that's why scripture says they sat in darkness, in a region and shadow of death. And it says light is sprung up because Jesus is on his way to share with them the good news. He say, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I thought about those two words, repent, kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven. What is the kingdom of heaven? Do we know what we're saying when we say repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand? Or is it just a word that follows the sentence repent? When we think about the kingdom of heaven, what do we really think about when we think about the kingdom of heaven? What's being said? What's going forth? You know, when we make that statement, the kingdom of heaven, you know, because we say, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So what are we ambassadors of? What is this place? You know, he says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven, it's the rule, it's the realm, and it's the dominion of the heavenly Father. And that's why he told Nicodemus, lest you be born again. First of all, you can't see it because it's a spiritual kingdom. You must be born again. The enemy told him a second time, if you're not born again, you can't even inherit it. That's powerful. We're talking about the rule, the realm, and the dominion of the Heavenly Father. And that's why it's such a struggle for the unbeliever, because they have no clue what you're talking about when you say repent for the kingdom of heaven. This place of rule, this realm you're talking about, that the heavenly Father, I know there's a God. I've heard about a God. My brothers and sisters, do we realize how many people that say that they believe don't even understand this place? Because everything, the cliche is, I'm saved, I believe in God. But if you ask them, the scripture says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Could they explain that to you? From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, my brothers and sisters, and it's short. That's all I have. But I really want us to think about that. And I really want us to, like, really begin to expound on that. Because that's where it is. When he told us, he said, before I formed thee in my mother's womb, I knew thee. The kingdom of heaven. And so, it's short today, but that's all that I have. Because that word repent meant it hit me so hard on Friday. Because Reverend Bright just kept saying, and it took me all the way back to day one when I began to listen to the show. And that's all he talked about. And again, I've heard that word more on God's plan than I've heard it in the years that I've accepted Christ. So that's all I have, my brothers and sisters, but it's the kingdom of heaven. What is it? What is it about? What is it? If anybody asks me, where is the kingdom of heaven? What is it about? It's the rule. It's the realm, and it's the dominion of the Father. Mm-hmm. So many times we've heard people talk about it, you know, and we even say it. But, you know, it just came in my spirit. What is the kingdom of heaven? What is it? What is it about? And so we're asking people to repent and accept something that can we truly explain, you know, if they ask the question. So that, I know it's short, my brothers and sisters, but that's all I have this morning.
God bless you. God bless you. I don't know. Maybe that's somebody. Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody on the intercom or something, because it's a feedback. It just, it, like, it might be my, am I? Yeah. Am I? Hey, Rep, Brother Dale, I was always introduced to that a long time ago about repentance, because you know, a lot of folks say repent, you know, like you say, you know, and repent can be so cliche, is because a lot of people say, yeah, he repent, but then you can't tell because he's still doing the same thing he said he repented for, you know.
Yes.
He's doing the same thing that he said that he asked God to forgive him for. And 2 days or 1 minute later, he's doing the same thing. You know what I'm talking about? And I believe true repentance is like you do a 180. You do a 180. You know what I'm talking about? And the reason why Jesus said now the kingdom of heaven is here now, he fulfilled scripture, because everything the prophet said and the scripture said, he came to fulfill it. And now he's commanded us to live by it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Not saying that we're not going to live a sin-free life, but somewhere down the line that you got to start looking at yourself and say, I want to do better. I want to start walking better. I want, and as you start doing it, them things that used to trip you up won't trip you up as much as they used to. You know what I'm talking about? So I think when I hear you say that you know, it works for someone who really want to fall in love with God, who have an intimate relationship with him. And have an intimate relationship with him will make you deny yourself. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Some of the things you know how you love certain foods you like, you know, certain things you love to do. If you know, sin could be the same way. You know what I'm talking about? You can love doing it, you know what I'm talking about? But boy, let me tell you something. You are reaping your reward right now. You could be reaping your reward right now. No one ever told you this. Let me tell you this right now. But when you living on this side and everything is going good in your life, you don't feel no tragedy. I don't know. It's all wrong feedback. Is it my mind? You hear the feedback or just me?
No, I hear it a little bit.
Okay, let me do something. You go on, handle it, Rip.
Thank you, Lord.
See what Mr.
Beautiful. I that repentance, it you know, to and just like Reverend Brown said, when you look back, it makes you examine yourself, look back over the life, and you know, you feel godly sorry for maybe ways that you have walked indifferently from what is pleasing to the Lord. And in that, because of your newfound love for the Lord, it makes you desire to want to do the right thing, the things that he would be pleased with, even if it's a sacrifice for you to give up those things that you thought you couldn't live without. But if it's not in the will of the Lord, you know, you want to give them up for the sake of Christ, because the kingdom of heaven is surely at hand. Meaning it's right before you. I prepared a way, hallelujah, that you can go back home. You know, though because of men's sin, we were disconnected. Oh, hallelujah! Because of Adam's fall, we were disconnected. But Jesus came, and he made things right. You know, and now he's prayer. You know, as you pray from the time Jesus began to preach. And to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And praise God. And I was thinking along the line, you know, before I got the news that you were given something, I thought about grace. And this walks hand in hand. I'll give a little short lesson, but it walks hand in hand with what you just brought. So I thank God for that. Because truly, truly we found grace, hallelujah, grace, you know, grace. Because before, what happened when the world so wicked, God had to give it a washing, even with the water, praise the Lord,
yeah.
a washing, hallelujah. The world became so wicked, but Noah found grace, and here it is. Hallelujah. Jesus brings us more grace. Hallelujah. He has brought forth the gospel and completed. Hallelujah. So that's why he's telling us to repent. You know, turn from what you were doing. Hallelujah. And follow. For I brought the kingdom to you. For the kingdom is at hand. It's right before you. Just accept what I've done. Thank you, Jesus.
What I've done.
Hallelujah. Beautiful, beautiful lesson today, brother.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful lesson. God bless you.
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
Yes.
But true it is, you know, we can examine yeah. ourselves and examine what we're doing. You know, when we go to the doctor, that's what we do, right? If we have an ailment or things going on with us, we go get a checkup.
Yeah.
We go find that, you know. Though, you know, we always pray before we go, but we realize God has put physicians in the earth, hallelujah, that he helped me preserve life and giving them the knowledge, hallelujah, that they may help us. But all healing comes from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All, hallelujah, and so it is, even our spiritual repentance. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's in red there, that verse 17. In my book, is in red over here. In repent, it's in red. Praise the Lord. That's Jesus speaking to us. That grace may abound, you know. You know, you may not can do all that your heart desires, but if you try just a little bit, because you're going to have a what we call the adversary buffet you from time to time. But with all that you can do, with all, and when you realize you're out of the way, get back in the way. This is all in repentance. Though you may fall, you may not accomplish it the first time, try again. The third time, try again. The fourth time, try again. Soon, hallelujah, soon your body will get stronger. You know, when you keep, and Lord, I'm sorry, Lord, but help me and mean it and try. Thank you, Jesus. Try, and God will allow grace unto you. God will lift the burden. God will give you strength to be able to walk in a way that is acceptable to and please it in his right, you know, not man's right, because man is not the one that's going to give it to you, but God know what, just like you said, before I formed thee, I knew thee. God know what he put in each and every one of us. And it's a measure of faith, a measure even of grace, a measure of mercy, because he knows some need a little bit more grace and mercy than others. Some have a little bit more on their table than others. Some crosses are bigger than others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he gives us, and as we grow, grow in knowledge, grow in wisdom, grow in faith, we also grow in tribulation. We also grow in hardship, but I'm so glad about it. But what he allowed to come our way, he has already equipped us to be able to handle whatsoever comes our way. And if we feel like we need a little more grace, repent. If we feel like he's far from us and we need to be a little closer, look what it is that you may be doing that hindering him from getting even closer to you. Hallelujah. But I love it how that song says, I surrender all, and it's all to him that I owe. Because we have left this crimson stain, but I'm glad about it, Brother Derek. We have this testimony. See, watch this.
Whiter than snow.
Oh, hallelujah.
Whiter than snow. That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I was hesitant on coming on this morning because I was confident, though, but I wanted to be in. And God has blessed me because I couldn't hardly get a word out this morning. I was coughing so much. Then God has shown me a little grace and a little mercy. I just want to tell him thank you.
Thank you.
One
second,
gotta go on
meet
real quick. Excuse me.
You're okay. Yeah, I was coughing earlier too, and I got up and took some of that cough syrup that they had gave me when I was in the hospital, and it kind of cleared me up, and that's why I sound somewhat clear this morning. But I know what he's talking about. So as you guys pray for us. I have two appointments next month, and they're going to, I think my last appointment is a lung specialist, and they're going to check my lungs and make sure that everything's okay. And I think that's the appointment that's going to where I'll know if I'll actually be able to be released to go back to work or not.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, but Reverend Henry, I was telling him I was coughing earlier, too. And when I was in the hospital, one of the prescriptions they gave me was some cough syrup. So I took some of that, and it cleared me up. It cleared me up. But he's blessing me. He's blessing my body. I don't have to move around as much with oxygen. And have to bring an oxygen tank into my home. So I have a big one. And then I have two medium size that I carry with me when I go. And so I've been practicing my breathing. And so over time I'm getting to where, I'm not getting there, but the Most High is blessing to where I don't have to wear it as much. So he's allowing me to see the light at the end of the tunnel, if you would say. I just like God. I love this. I love this platform because God's will is repentance. And even, and then I thought about, there's another, he said, and it kept going. And he said, then he called the first disciples, you know, and then it said ministry in Galilee. And then they said, and Jesus went about all Galilee teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom is baptism and repentance.
That's powerful.
And I just want to thank Reverend Brian. All of the brothers that was on here before I came, that came through this thing through the race gang. Man, you know, it was a reason. It was a reason that they got it started. And I just want to thank God. I want to thank all them brothers. Who is that? Brother Nutty, Brother Randy, Willie Dawg, Reverend Brian, all of them brothers, for actually just listening to the call, you know. Man, it's something how God can take something and turn it into something else. He took the race game and turned it into the scriptures. He took, you know, using repentance. That's what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm trying to say? How he took the race game and turned it into the something totally different. But I just want to thank him and thank them brothers for taking heed to the call. But that's what it's about. That's what this ministry is about. And if everybody was teaching this, we'd be on one accord. And
He took what we all had in common, and
there you
took
go. There,
the word,
yeah.
And he took it and tied it together there, brought it together there. That was his plan, you know. He got a plan.
Yeah.
And he got a plan. We don't know it. He know it. Well, he know it before you could see. But he was in the belly. That, you know, it's special. Dexter. Yeah. I didn't know Dexter. I didn't know Dexter. I didn't know Reverend Henry. I didn't know Reverend Brian. I knew. With it all, Randy, Wayne, but and Tim, but he brought a lot of us together from Texas, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, all over, and brought us together in this one city, and all of us.
Wow.
You know, most of us truck drivers, we wanted to hear the word to get your blood flowing in the morning, and we was doing it on the bat line there, Brother Dale, and just. And like I said, one day, me, Dexter, and Reverend Brian and Wayne, we was like, you know, we like hiding. Let's bring it to the front line. Let everybody hear. We ain't the only one need their blood flowing in the morning. And we contemplated about it, made a few phone calls, and here we are today doing God's plan.
Wow.
You know, yeah, but on that bat line, we liable to go all day on it, though. You know, it just, we might get over into the racing and somebody have a question about the Bible or something they didn't understand. And man, it was feeding us. He was feeding us. He was fertilizing that mustard seed, yeah.
Yeah.
It started growing.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to speak on that when it's just a bat line that came to the front line without all the other stuff. But it's a beautiful thing.
It really is. It is. I have truly enjoyed it, and I have grown. Man, I have grown tremendously, I was already in. I was already in the Word, but man, and just learned so much. And like Reverend Brian, when you can take a song and just, it's almost like listening to one word at a time. Or when you read, you know, you find yourself reading one word at a time, and then you want to break it down and do this, or just, I've grown so much. And, you know, Father, I can't thank you enough. You show in so many ways how much you love us, and how much you care for us, and how much you protect us, and how much you provide for us. And I just want to say thank you. And it's so true. If we had 10,000 tons, we couldn't thank him enough. Well, he just done so much. He really has. He really has. He really has. Mm-hmm. And it kind of catches people off guard when I tell them I thank him for going through what I went through. Because it was in his plan. It was in his plan. It was in his plan.
No.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Have some golden nuggets this morning for our Amy Simmons. Praise the Lord. She sends in, she says, who am I? She says, what are we, the object of God's love and care and thoughts in his song? Yeah, Hall answers the question this way, not because of who I am,
but because of
what you've done, not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. Who is God? He is love. What has he done? He gave his only begotten son to die for us and pay the penalty for our sins. It's John 4:7-9. No wonder, hallelujah, we want to shout with the psalmist, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. And Psalm 8:1-9 tells us, says God loves us, not because of who we are, but because of who he is. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you. And she says that, who am I? Also, she sends diamond dust. Diamond dust. When Christ forgives us, our hearts are as clean as new fallen snow. Thank you, Jesus. Says, when Christ forgives us, our hearts are as clean as new fallen snow. Next time you see snow in life or in photos, thank God for the forgiveness and the freedom from sin penalties that this beautiful natural gift pictures for all who have put their trust in our Savior. Diamond Dutch says, watch me and I will be whiter than snow. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Praise the Lord. Beautiful. Psalms 51:7. So remember this, when you repent and he forgives you, our hearts are as clean as new fallen snow. Praise him. Thank you, Amy, for those golden nuggets. Praise God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Yeah. Praise the Lord. It's keep me in your prayers. I'm
heading out
to the broadcast. I'm going to go. I have to go to the doctor myself. See. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, brothers. Hey, brothers.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We don't, I mean, we didn't, God didn't really bless, man. I'm in the middle of something, but I jumped on because I'm hearing something. But let me say this. Y'all can go on mute, man. Y'all did an excellent job. God bless, man. We're going to pray, man. You know, we don't have to sit here and you just conk up. The word was spoken. Y'all did an excellent job, all three of y'all, man. And watch it. And even that other person, the Holy Spirit, huh? And help y'all push through. I hear y'all, man. I hear y'all on prayer, man. Y'all picking sacrifice out to do what y'all doing, man. You know, so I have strong feedback. I want to pray with y'all and pray for the ministry as well because you guys are taking your time out. You know you guys are still has a residual there. I call it something left there. You know. And God is a healer, man. God can go to the doctor and tell the doctor to change some things, but then God can do some things that he won't allow, you know. That's what the songwriter says, except what God allow, you know.
Yeah.
Let's pray, man. We don't have to, you know. God really bless you, know. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come with the most humble matter we know how, Lord. Lord, we come thanking you, Father God, for all the things you have done, Lord. We thank you for Brother Darrell. We thank you for Reverend Henry. We thank you for Brother Nutty, Lord. We ask you, Father God, that this is blessed to you, brothers, Lord, that they come out in time after time, Lord, taking time out just to come out and spread the gospel, Lord. Lord, there was a word brought to our attention about repentance, Lord. Lord, put it in our heart, Lord, that if it come to our heart to repent, that we repent, Lord. Lord, touch our heart and our spirit to hear your word, Lord. Let it manifest to us today. Maybe it might be something we need to stop, Lord, before the new year come in, Lord. Let it be as a petition to you, Lord, that we removed it from our heart to not cause us to lose our salvation, Lord. Because there's a thing, Lord, that we play with, but we don't play with your love, Lord. So we ask you to cover with your love, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, for the special prayer for Brother Darrell, Lord. He said he got to go somewhere, Lord, to a doctor, Lord, to who's going to make a decision, Lord. Lord, we know it was a time that you told the 10 to go, Lord, to go after you healed them. And one came back, Lord, and said, thank you, Lord. Lord, he already thank you for the healing, Lord. He already thank you for the all what you're gonna about to do, and whatever you do, he's gonna be happy with it because he know we put it for your face, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for Reverend Henry, Lord, in what he got going on right now, and in the things, the procedures here, him and his whole household, his children, his grandkids, Lord, even his wife going through the deaths that she has in her family recently, Lord. We ask you to cover that whole household, Lord, with your finger of love, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, at the hour come closer and closer to you, Lord. Trust Brother Nutt as he drives the highways and byways, trying to keep this bull controlled, Lord. Trying to keep on putting the music on, Lord. Keep putting the love out there for everyone that came out. Ain't Martha, Lord. Yeah. Well, Lord, we just ask you to keep giving her the grace, Lord, to keep sending them nuggets out, Lord. Even the ones that took time out, Father God, the one to come and listen to your word today, Lord, because it was a mighty word, Lord. No one don't like to talk about repentance. That means change, Lord. But, Lord, we just thank you for the strong word from Brother Darrell again, Lord, because we know you was in the midst of it, Lord. Lord, we just love you for this platform we call God's Plan, Lord. Bless Brother Wayne, Lord. Bless Brother Wayne in the name of Jesus. Bless his household, Lord. Bless his coming in and going out, Lord. Wherever the sickness is holding right now, but it don't have no ending to it, Lord. The ending is that we know that, Father God, that you can remove. Somebody think that when you catch this disease, you never be without it. But, Lord, we find out you can put your hands on it, Lord, and move. You can get people to breathe, brother. Don't need no oxygen. You can take the coughing away, Lord. We know you can, Lord. So, Lord, bless all your children, Lord. Even the ones we do know and we don't know, spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially, Lord. Have your way in this day, Lord. As we progress, Lord, as we progress in this day, let your will be done, Lord. Not our will, but thy will. Let your beat, Lord, and in your heart, Lord. This we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
All these years, how did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace.
Thank you right now.